Dubai Eye
103.8. I think it's fair to say that the sort of realization seems to come in waves. It's just so extraordinary if you stand back for a moment to think that we're living through a pandemic. You know, I seem to remember, you know, 20 years ago, the first time I'd ever even really heard of a tsunami. Do you remember it happened on Boxing Day? So on the 26th of December. And no one had really heard of that then, and it was this extraordinary new thing. And obviously we'd heard about pandemics, and there's been lots of warnings over the decades about them kicking off, but you know, we never really thought we'd live through one. And you know, one minute you're feeling fine and the next it sort of, I mean, it basically feels like the world's falling apart. So how can you handle that? How can you get through it? How can you deal with it? And I think quite a lot of people are finding it quite difficult on this, you know, day three, day four of the homeschooling. And I think that a lot of people are starting to feel slightly overwhelmed. And so what we want to do here on the agenda is remind you that there isn't just bad stuff happening in the world, although invariably that is the stuff that we have to tell you about because it's the stuff you need to know. Here on the agenda, we are determined to keep you up to date with all the good stuff as well. And I found that building a sense of community has really helped me, along with focusing on the good stories. And what's absolutely brilliant is that my next guest fulfills sort of both of those things. Caroline Deed, she set up a special Facebook group, so you've got that sense of community, and it's called The World of Good. Hi, Caroline. Thank you for joining me on the line. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Georgia. Hi.
Hello. Lovely to have you here. Now, tell me, what is The World of Good?
Well, it was something that was set up only just a few days ago, really. It is somewhat to try and keep the balance. You know, we're overwhelmed with a lot of negativity, a lot of things obviously going in the world. People, as you just said, are completely overwhelmed. So there was a dormant buy and sell group that I had from a few years ago that was sitting there kind of unused, and here feeling a little bit unable to do anything specifically from home. Just thought, let's put some cheer into the world to try and tip the scales and balance things up. And so we've been sharing humour and sharing the good news in the world and you know, people helping people and all these kind of things. And yeah, so far it's been lovely and amazing, and a lot of people have got on board and adding to it and contributing and daily. And yeah, it's really been something that's nice.
What gave you the idea? Was it just that you were feeling a bit down yourself and you thought, let's bring some love and light to the world?
Yeah, I mean, I used to be a journalist, actually, but I'm also one of these people, I think they coin an empath, which some people can relate to. We actually absorb a lot of negativity personally. And so if things are around you quite negative, it really can bring you down emotionally. And so we always have to kind of keep the balance, keep the scales in the way of trying to keep with humour and always looking for the positives and things like that. So I and myself and two other people in the events industry, actually. So we're all from the events industry. There's Simone Cooper and Steph, and we're all in the events industry. So obviously we've been at the sharp end of what's happening at the moment.
Yeah.
And it was just a warning to obviously do something and do something positive as well. So yeah, the content's been really nice. The things that people are sharing, the tips that they're sharing, the thoughts, the emotions, throwing out some humour, trying to kind of gift people a smile, things like that. It's lovely.
So it's basically, it's a Facebook group called The World of Good. How can people contribute? Can anyone add to the message board?
They can, actually. So obviously I was starting with getting news from all over the world. So we have obviously quite a lot of people from the UAE because that's our network here. But over the past few days, nearly 4,000 people have joined from different parts of the world. So we've got people from Australia, UK, Africa, France, Canada, right across. And they're looking to their local news sources. And I think in some ways it's actually giving them a little bit of focus and purpose as well, seeing something in their news and thinking, oh, I'll cheer somebody else up by sharing that. So it's been really nice that I actually a lot of other people are actually sharing all the content.
And you've said that anyone can add a message, whatever they like. What kind of response have you had? What are some of the loveliest things you've had posted?
Oh, well, there's so many different kinds, and I think that's really nice. So obviously we all have different humour, and we know nothing is a joke or a laughing matter in the outside world at the moment. But to pep each other up, there's all sorts of things. So, for example, one of the big trending posts is an elderly gentleman whose name is Owen, and it's his 101st birthday party on the 31st.
Wow.
So he wants everyone to help celebrate by getting 101,000 likes and comments. So everyone's wishing him a happy birthday to try and get as many likes and comments as we can.
That's
by the
awesome.
31st.
I bet he'll get more than 101.
Absolutely. There's another lovely lady here, Teresa Tui, that a lot of people know. And her father-in-law in Hong Kong is doing a daily blog just to sort of say how, or vlog just to say how he's keeping himself occupied, and he's doing yo-yo tricks, and I think we're turning him into a bit of celebrity. Actually, he's absolutely gorgeous, and everyone's waiting to sort of see his daily update. And he's an amazing ping pong player, so he's playing ping pong by himself against the door, and he's just lovely and really uplifting everybody at the moment. So that's really nice.
And are you having to sort of police the messages, or is so far everyone is just getting in with the community spirit? There's nothing, sort of no one's trying to advertise anything.
No, absolutely not. And we haven't had, there's been no negativity. And I think everyone is just there because they're looking either for some positivity, or they're wanting to contribute some kindness in some kind of way. And so, yeah, that's been lovely. And no, none of that side of things at all. But people are coming up with nice tips about how to keep the kids occupied, giving everyone a feeling that you don't have to be a superstar teacher at home, that everybody is, you know, having their own various struggles with homeschooling and suddenly being put into this situation. And people are putting their Christmas trees back up and putting hope messages onto them, or making jars full of ideas about what they'll do once they... or what the things they're kind of missing, you know, when this is all over, they'll go to grandma's house and they'll go and see their friends, and all the things that they wish they could do now, they're putting into wish jars. That's a really sweet idea as well.
It's a really lovely idea. Carolyn, thank you so much for taking our call and for getting involved, because it really is wonderful to hear about these types of sort of warm-hearted gestures and the sense of sort of bringing communities together. So if anyone wants to join it, you just go to Facebook and you can just search for The World of Good, and that's how you find it, right?
Absolutely, yes. It's a group. So yeah, you join it as a group. So yeah, the more the merrier, literally.
Amazing. Carolyn, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. So lovely to hear about Carolyn's project.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.